that the same as a comfort?
Yes, I would say they're the same thing, but I think that's a much older term, a comfort or a comforter.
And you ever talk about making a pallet on the floor for kids?
Well, I've heard my wife talks about that where she came from. We never use that term. We just say we made a bed on the floor.
Okay. Now, if you had wall-to-wall carpeting, I see you do, you might say it goes across the room. It goes across the room.
Yes.
Goes
from, well...
It's using the...
It, well,
across the room in the sentence. It goes, I'd not halfway, but it goes across.
Clear across.
Okay. I was interested in what he said, clear or clean or...
Mm-hmm.
And another word for rich black soil is black...
Dirt.
Do you ever call it loam?
Well, I think that's more of a getting closer to a, we might say, a technical expression or semi-technical. Farmers that know the difference, probably. I wouldn't know if a loam meant something more than just ordinary black soil or not.
I wouldn't either. Now, a place that you let grow in clover, maybe on the farm again, if you can remember these. We'll go back to the farm for a little bit. Or grass grow.
Well, a field.
Would that ever be a meadow around here?
Well, I never use the word meadow because I don't know exactly what meadow means.
Probably means different things in different places.
It may, yeah. I think we'd say we had a field of clover, and that, I've heard farmers use that term.
How about pasture? Would that be the same as
meadow? No, a pasture is where they're going to turn the cattle in to eat it. Now, if you raise clover to pasture, yes, that one
might
be all right, but...
Okay. Now, a place along, say, a river where the water gets into the land and stays.
Swamp or lowland.
Okay. And would that be the same as a marsh?
Well, I've heard the term marsh used. I don't think we use it too much in this part of the country.
Along the seacoast, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And... the small stream that might run through a farm, is it?
Well, it could be called a brook, but I don't think that term is used too much either.
Would you say a
crook? I think it's mostly be called a stream.
How about a creek?
Yes, I've heard that term used too. I think that's all right.
What's all right?
A creek.
Okay. Could you name some of the streams around here just by their actual names for me?
What do you mean, the Mississippi River?
That's one, the rather large one. any other?
Rock River, Green River.
Any smaller ones?
There's no smaller ones on this side of the river. There's some across the, on the Iowa side, and I can't think of them.
Okay.
Well, there's the Cedar River over there. It's the Iowa River.
Oh, that'll do. Okay.
And the Wapsie. You might put the Wapsie in if you wish.
All right. That's a river?
That's a, well, it's a small river, very small river.
All right. There are different names for high points of ground various places. The very highest is a...
Well, you don't want to get up into the mountain class, do you?
I want the pronunciation of it.
Oh, mountain.
Here.
Okay.
You don't have any mountains, but you probably have some names of different...
Well, we have hills, bluffs.
Bluffs have to be along the river?
Well, or back from the river a ways. For instance, we call this the bluff here. It's not termed very much, not used...
You mean the front bank?
From the where you get to the top of the hill coming up from town.
Oh, yeah.
Then over here you go down another hill to the Rock River bottom, see? Well, this term up here was called the bluff.
I see.
But as a bluff meant more or less to make believe, they got away from that term.
Confusion. Now, the place where they tie up the boat?
Wharf or dock.
You ever call it a landing? Pardon me.
Yes.
Step on your foot, I'm sorry.
No. No, that's all right. That's been called landing, too.
A pier?
Well, a pier was a landing could be, was mostly along the shore. A pier was more extensive, and there was more artificial work done to prepare the landing there.
I see. How about the kinds of roads around here?
Well, we speak of paved roads, hard roads. Once in a while it's called a slab, but that's people that think that want to impress you that they're up on the latest slang probably, or the latest way of describing it, but so many people wouldn't know what you meant if you said they had a slab in front of our house now. They might not know what you meant. Mm-hmm. But I think a paved road or a hard road.
What are the kinds of paved or hard roads, materials?
Well, brick,
would you say
concrete.
Concrete road, would you say?
Yes. I don't think we'd say cement road. Cement is, I don't think it's used nearly as much. When the concrete first came out, they often spoke of it as a cement road, but I don't think they use that term much anymore.
How about a road that's not a main road? You'd say it's just a...
A back road or a side road.
Not a byway.
Not very often, no.